online shopping dropped slightly in July.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
In July, consumers were more open to going into real stores, thus slowing online year-over-year growth to only 55%, down from June's 76%, according to the Adobe Digital Economy Index. The estimated extra online expenditures since March is around $94 billion. And despite the downward trend in online spending, they are expected to exceed last year's level in October. However, this has not affected the buy online, pick up in store component of our expenditures, which is now trending at close to 3 times its last year's level. One of the largest changes, according to Adobe Digital, is in our apparel purchases, which exploded above its last year's level in May with a 65% growth. That number is now down to 33%. Apparel prices significantly declined between March and June, which was mostly due to consumers' shift toward more comfortable home clothes as online meetings have reduced the need for formal clothing or, for that matter, even pants. After a 3% month-to-month increase in apparel prices in June, they dropped by 5% in July, resuming their downward trend. While apparel prices are still technically above their last year's level, that lead is shrinking at a pretty high clip and will probably turn negative well before the end of the year. For those of us who have been working with computers forever, the most devastating price trend reversal this year was that of the Moore's Law, which states computer speed and capacity doubles every 2 years while their prices drop. That trend has now been reversed, we hope temporarily. And that happened because a large number of people from a variety of different office jobs started to work from home all at the same time. And in many cases, their old home computers were not up to the task of doing actual office works and attending online meetings. This rose demand for computers by 64% above its last year's level in March. But that was just the opener. By July, that number was close to 300%. This major upward shift in demand for new computers have reversed that highly admired decade-long downward trend in prices of more and more powerful computers. While we see movement towards stability in economic activities, this should not be confused with a new normal. This is just a transitory period. The official unemployment level is more than 16 million people. The total unemployment, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is closer to 26 million people. We are nowhere close to anything resembling any kind of normal. And it will probably take more than a year before the economy would look like something that we can call the new normal. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.